on this Monday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, the Church celebrates the memorial of Saint Scholastica. And our scripture passage comes to us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown down and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Today's gospel passage highlights the great popularity of Jesus among the ordinary people of Galilee. In particular, he attracted the sick and broken because God's healing power was so clearly at work through him. People begged him to let them touch even the tassel on his cloak, as the woman had done who was healed of her flow of blood. The gospel says that people were hurrying to bring to him their sick. The poor and the needy were especially desperate to get to him and to make contact with him. In our own lives, too, it's often in our brokenness and weakness that we seek out the Lord with the greatest sense of urgency. Something happens to us that brings home to us our vulnerability, our weakness, our inability to manage things completely on our own. In those situations, when we come face to face with our limitations, we can seek out the Lord with a greater energy and an urgency that we don't normally display. It's in those experiences, when we come face to face with our frailties, that bring home to us our need for the Lord and our dependence on Him. It's often the darker and more painful experiences of life that open us up to the Lord. When St. Paul was struggling with his thorn in the flesh, he heard the risen Lord say to him, "My power is made perfect in weakness." Our various experiences of weakness can be like doorways through which we reach out to the Lord, and the Lord comes to us.